If you live in a medium or big city or town, you may take for granted the city and state services. Garbage pickup, public transport, or a Department of Motor Vehicles, a place that may make you scream because you have to wait forever to get a license. But what if you didn't have one? In rural America, these services can be scarce. Our next story takes a look at the West Texas town of Presidio, population about 4,000, where just recently the office that gave out driver's licenses closed. And as Marfa Public Radio's Sally Bove reports, people now have to travel pretty far to get one.
It's Wednesday morning, and the sun's just coming up on the driver's license office in Presidio. One by one, cars are pulling into the driveway and pulling right back out.
I heard about this last week, just barely, but I was like, no, it was just, probably the lady was just off for a couple of days.
That's Maria Lavario. She's here with her 16-year-old son to try and schedule his driving test. He's going to need a license so he can get himself to and from the new job he's applying for.
I come and I see the office closed, so that's not fair.
A small printed sign is hung from inside the glass front door. It says, "We are temporarily closed," and lists the alternatives. The closest office is open 2 days a week, and it's in Alpine, 85 miles away. The next closest, Fort Stockton, is 150 miles away.
I'm a single mother. I work Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 p.m. So gas money and having to get days off of work, I don't think I'm going to be able to do that.
She says this feeling of frustration is nothing new. The driver's license office in Presidio used to be open 5 days a week. The old hours are still listed there on the door in vinyl stick-on lettering. And it didn't just serve Presidio. People from all of the surrounding border communities come here for driver's license services. But in spring of 2017, the hours got knocked down to one partial day a week, Wednesdays. And sometimes it was too busy to get in. Isela Nunez runs the import-export business next door.
You would think that I'm a dance hall, that there was some social event going on because of the amount of cars that you would see.
When it was open, she says her shop was like a makeshift waiting room for the driver's license office. People standing in line would come in to get out of the heat or the cold or use the restroom. Sometimes they'd even ask for help on their paperwork. And now that it's closed, they're coming in asking what they're supposed to do.
And it is sad. It is very sad because it's like this old gentleman when he asked me, you know, then why do I tell DPS when he stops me? I said, well, tell him to come and open the office and give you a driver's license.
DPS, the Department of Public Safety, is in charge of the driver's license program in Texas. In an emailed statement, a spokesperson for the department explained that intermittent closures happen in rural offices across the state. Before Presidio's office closed, an employee from Alpine was coming down once a week to open it up. She left the job, and DPS thinks it'll take months to hire and train a new employee for the same position.
What is the solution for rural Texas? And is this it?
That's Presidio's city administrator, Joe Portillo. He's been watching this issue in the Texas legislature. In September, an advisory committee was considering a proposal to close 87 driver's license offices across the state. Presidio was on the list. The idea was to redistribute resources to more densely populated areas. But lawmakers argued the closures would unfairly impact rural Texans, and they rejected the plan. At the same time, over the last couple of legislative sessions, lawmakers have made it an option for counties, cities, and towns to provide certain driver's license services. And that gives Portillo some pause.
The intent of the law is good, or at least was another option.
He's worried that rural communities like Presidio might feel like they have no choice but to absorb the position when local DPS offices close, even temporarily.
Well, you just place the financial burden on the county or the municipality, and they already have very tight budgets.
And city-sponsored employees aren't allowed to conduct driving tests, just issue renewals and duplicates. Portillo says that's the main reason Presidio is going to wait it out for the Department of Public Safety to hire someone new.
I'm not saying the solution is going to be easy, and I understand the predicament they're in. I just want them to recognize the predicament we're in.
DPS is aiming to reopen Presidio's office by the end of January. In the meantime, residents are experiencing real-life consequences, like this high school senior, Melanie Leyva.
I just got a ticket for 300-something for not having a license and speeding.
She took driver's ed last year, along with 85 other Presidio teenagers. But she couldn't get an appointment for a driving test before the office closed. Now she needs to find a way to get herself to Alpine or Fort Stockton. But until then, she says she'll keep driving without a license.
I have to, because my mom works, and then I have to take my little brothers to school, and then I have to come myself to school. So I just try to drive safe.
For people like Itzela Nunez, who runs the business next door to the driver's license office, the closure sends a certain kind of message.
I mean, it seems like rural America keeps losing and losing and losing. And I think the people that make the budgets do not recognize rural America.
A DPS spokesperson says the department will request more money during the upcoming state legislative session to staff driver's license offices across Texas. For Here and Now, I'm Sally Bovee in Presidio.